The government's fond of saying crime isn't so bad in South Africa and that the media exaggerates it. But each quarter, its own police minister, Bheki Cele, contradicts this when he releases crime statistics.
The SAPS crime data is again demonstrating that South Africa is a very violent country. This is evidenced by a double-digit percentage increase in all assault categories. Between July 2021 to end of September 2021, 6,163 people were killed in South Africa. That's a really bad number. This is 1,056 more people killed compared to the corresponding period in the previous financial year.
According to the World Population Review, only 7 countries have higher murder rates than South Africa. Crime specialist at the Institute for Security Studies, Lizette Lancaster, says things are going from bad to worse in terms of violent crime in the country.
We are seeing a 30% increase in murder compared to the 2019 period, which means that we are far more violent now, even during lockdowns, than we have been prior to the pandemic.
She says with an estimated 10 million jobless people in a nation of 60 million, hopelessness and desperation are sparking anger and frustration and nothing to lose attitudes. Cele says women and girls often bear the brunt of this.
Rape, again, bad news. 9,556 people were raped between July and September 2021. This figure of almost 10,000 people are raped only in 3 months.
A new, very worrying trend, says Lancaster, is the sudden spate of kidnappings.
We are talking about over 4,000 kidnappings that happened in this first 6 months of this financial year alone. About 5% are either ransom or extortion related. And then there's another 5% that is revenge related. This translates to around one a day on average in the country. And that's only the kidnappings that are reported to the police. As we know, because of the sensitivity of the matter, many are not. We are seeing more and more syndicates that have moved into the type of kidnappings that have made the news.
She's referring to recent abductions of the children of a few wealthy families. In one case, relatives paid the kidnappers 50 million rands or $3.3 million for the safe return of 3 brothers. Private investigator Pierre Guldenhuis says the criminal success in these cases is already motivating organized crime groups to enter this new sphere.
We're definitely seeing an uptrend in big cases and smaller cases. And what I also believe is we will in recent times also start seeing copycat syndicates. Because this is getting so much exposure, people will start to see, okay, well, this is working and this is a good way to make money, so let's try it. People are willing to pay a lot of money for getting your loved ones back, rightfully so.
Social media in South Africa is abuzz with warnings to parents to take extra care of their children. Guldenhuis says there's now also unprecedented demand among rich South Africans for personal bodyguards for themselves and their children. Paranoia about crime in the country, already extreme, just went up a notch. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.